Good morning, everyone. How are you doing? Well, how was your Easter? Yeah? And what was the highlight of Easter for you guys?
Spending time with family.
Spending time with family?
Eating camp.
Eating's always something good.
Playing with my baby cousin.
Playing with your baby cousins.
Being with your mom.
Being with your mom.
Eating candy.
Of course.
I noticed none of you said being in church. I don't know why. Well, let me tell you. Those disciples, after Jesus rose from the dead, they weren't aware that Jesus had risen. The disciples weren't aware. And so they were afraid, and they huddled in this small little room, and they closed the windows, and they locked everything up, because they thought, well, they went after our leader, now they're going to be after us, so they were afraid. And what do you think happened on Easter night? Jesus suddenly appeared in their midst, and he said, "Peace be unto you. Don't be afraid, because I'm with you now and always." That was a room that was locked tight. Nobody could get in. In fact, no one could get out. And yet Jesus appeared in the midst of them. And he said, "Do not be afraid." Have you guys ever been afraid? Yeah? You want to share a moment when you've been afraid?
I was at Disney World, and I went on the Tower of Terror, and it kept going up and then straight down. Ooh. And I'm afraid of heights.
Yeah, that would make me sick, that's for sure.
Afraid of heights, the worst.
You're afraid of heights?
No, not me.
Not you.
I only go to the eyes.
Any of you ever been afraid for anything too, you want to share?
But you know what it means, though.
We went in this haunted house, and it was really scary.
Was it?
Yeah, some of the houses that I've lived in have been haunted houses, too. That was really scary, too. Well, let me tell you, we have a promise this morning, and that's that Jesus says that no matter how afraid you might ever be, just know that he is right there with you. He's not only at your side where he has your hand. Now, you squeeze, go like this. Squeeze. Now, I want you to know that as you close your hand, there is somebody else's hand in your hand. And whose hand is that? Jesus. And he promises he'll never let you go. There's sometimes we get tired. There are times we get afraid. His hand can accommodate any size hand. Doesn't matter if your hand is the size of a two-day-old baby. You know, his hand is in the hand of that little child. And he promises he's never going to let go of you guys. So you're never alone. So that no matter where you go through life, and there are going to be times you will be afraid, you know, just remember that there are people who love you. Remember that there are people who are looking out for you, who care for you, who will always be there for you. But most of all, that Jesus is there with you as well. And he's always going to accompany you. And you can never lose him. You can't run from him fast enough. You can't go far enough, because he's right there with you, in your heart, and his hand in your hand. We ready to pray? Okay, let's all get wired up here. Let's all grab a hand. Let's pray. Gracious God, you give us great security and great confidence in knowing that you are always with us, that you never promise to leave us, forget us, reject us, and you're there because you know what's best for us, and you're going to lead us into all that is best for us. So help us to take comfort in that. May that embolden our faith. May we always live so that we can make you proud of how we live our lives and the things that we say. We just continue to thank you for the way that you love and care for us now and always. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.